Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov. This week, another special Haftarah. It's called Shabbat HaGadol. So normally, the Haftarah is thematically connected to the Parsha. Here, not. Where is it connected to? It is connected to the time of year. Shabbat HaGadol. What's a Shabbat HaGadol? It is the Shabbat before Pesach. Historically, in Egypt, when the Bnei Israel were about to be released from Egypt, Hashem was going to free them, the Shabbat beforehand is when the miracle took place of them tying the calf to the bedpost and pouring the blood, washing the blood on the doorpost, and Hashem passes over. So now, what do you have? Is a Haftarah from the book of Malachi. Who's Malachi? Well, chronologically, he is the last of all the Nevi'im. There's two basic groups of Nevi'im. There's the ones that lived in and around the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, and then there's 70 years that goes by in Galut, and then you have this little cluster of Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Also Ezra, Nehemiah, they lived at that period of time. It was like the Brooklyn Dodgers of prophets. What happens is Malachi is HaMalach Sheli. Some people say my messenger, my angel. Some people say that he was Ezra. If you look on a bookshelf, it is the last of the books in the Trei Asar. Trei Asar is Aramaic for the 12. These are the minor prophets incorrectly translated. There's nothing minor about their prophecies. It's about the length of their books. They were short. So because things were written on scrolls, they sewed these 12 short books together, and Malachi is the last of all of them. So he lives in the time right around the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash, that the exile from Babylonia was for 52 years, and to complete the 70-year cycle, the 18 years of the Persian Empire, Koresh, King Cyrus. The Haftarah begins, and for me, in a humorous way. It says, "Va'arvala Hashem minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei olam uchshadim kadmaniot." Now you say, hey, wait a minute, I've heard that before. Yes, it is said before you say Kaddish in the Sephardic Minhag. And one day I was speaking in the Persian shul in Kew Gardens, and many of the Bukharians there didn't speak English, but the trigger was this pasuk, "Va'arva Hashem," and suddenly there's 40 guys saying, "Yid gadal v'yid gadal shemei rabbah," during my speech. They're reading Kaddish to me. It was very humorous at the time because they really didn't understand what was going on. What's this really saying? Is that the day will come again where the sacrifices that are being offered up to God will be pleasant to God. What had happened? We were offering up sacrifices that were displeasing to God and disgusting to God, and that this is what caused the triggered the exile of the Jewish people going out. But the fish stinks from the head down. What happened? It wasn't just the people, but it was also the Kohanim and the Levim. They were not doing what they should be doing. But now, Shuvu alai v'ashuva aleichem. Watch this. Man and God. Man says, God, you moved away from us. God says, I don't go anywhere. You have drifted away from me. But it is this finger pointing. When you point the finger at someone else, you're pointing three at yourself. The Jewish people abandoned God. God didn't abandon the Jewish people. He sends them into exile. And now what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the people back into the land of Israel. They said that the blessing that God is going to give the Jewish people when they return to the land of Israel, that their lips will become sore and chapped from saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, for what you've done for me. And that the people that were loyal to Hashem, that those people, v'shavtem ure'isem ben sadik l'rasha, that you will see that the people that were close to God, that connected to God, that stay with God, will be rewarded abundantly. Ki hine hayom ba boer kitanur, that the day is going to incinerate, a fire, like in Gog and Magog, Armageddon, that the people that are evil to the Jewish people, and even sometimes it is said the Jewish people that are not fearful of God and connected to God. And then, Vizarcha lachem, I will shine upon you. It turns and it talks about the people that stayed with God. Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi, listen to the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Asher tzivisi osa b'chorev. Chorev, I command it, is another name for Mount Sinai, Mount Chorev. Al kol Yisrael chukim u'mishpatim, that I commanded all of the chukim and mishpatim to the Jewish people. And here is the promise. Hine, Malachi, the prophet, is saying, Hine anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyah hanavi, I am going to send you Eliyahu hanavi, lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol. Bingo! This is the word that connects it to Shabbat HaGadol, Vahanora. What's going to happen? It says in the Messianic age, the process of people going to acknowledge that Mashiach is coming, first it will be introduced, the opening act, the lead person is Eliyahu HaNavi, before the Mashiach. So if you see Eliyahu HaNavi, you know what's not far behind. Then, Veheshiv Lev Avos Al Habanim, that the fathers' hearts will return to their sons because they had become dismayed and disappointed with their children, how they behaved. Velev Banim Al Avosam, and the heart of the sons on their fathers. Penavo Vehikesi Es Haaretz Cherem. So, wait a minute. You never end the Haftarah on a down note like that. So what happens is, it says that they read the Pasuk again, that it says, Hinei anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu hanavi, lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol vahanora. So, before Shabbat HaGadol, that's a big Shabbos, before you were launched into freedom out of slavery from hundreds of years in Egypt, and now, the prophet Malachi is speaking to the Jewish people, and he's explaining to them, hey, the big day is coming. What big day? The day Mashiach is coming. Messiah, total spiritual freedom, no more stress, no more illness, no more worrying, no more wars. All things will be better. And this is the Hatikva, this is the hope that the Jewish people have that these days are coming soon. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.